This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Oceana performed DNA tests on more than 1,200 samples of fish from nearly 700 different stores and restaurants in 21 states. One out of three fish were mislabeled, violating FDA rules, and the worst cities were New York, Los Angeles, and Boston. In a crackdown on payday loans, installment loans, often with triple-digit interest rates as well, but with longer repayment periods from 6 months to 1 year, are on the rise, showing an increase of 78% in loans made to borrowers with credit scores of 660 or less. Child care and nursery school costs have been outpacing general inflation for the last 25 years. This is putting a significant strain on the budgets of low-income families. Seattle is discussing a scheduling bill for major restaurants that would require several weeks' notice before schedule changes for workers. If successful, they would follow San Francisco as the second city in the country with such a requirement. San Francisco ordinance covers chains with 20 or more locations. Armed men in Guatemala posing as police officers have forced their way into the house of one of Central America's most prominent human rights lawyers, Ramon Cadena Ramilia, Central American director of the Geneva-based International Commission of Jurists, in the latest episode of an escalating wave of intimidation against legal officials. Illinois has become the seventh state to pass the Domestic Workers Bill of Rights. Home ownership in the second quarter of 2016 fell to 62.9%, the lowest level in the U.S. in 50 years. In 2015, 88,245 unaccompanied children, 91% of them boys, sought asylum in the European Union, and officials estimate that as many as 10,000 are missing migrant children. Last year, 90% of migrant children arrived in Italy who were unaccompanied. Despite two decades of U.S. air safety watchdogs demanding tighter rules for airborne sightseeing flights, commercial balloon operators remain exempt from mandates imposed on similar tours using planes and helicopters. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.